Good morning.
Good morning.
Namaste. Namaskar. Hari Om. And all other greetings. All we have ever been is all-inclusive awakened awareness. We've never been anything other than all-inclusive awakened awareness. No matter what we may have taken ourselves to be, whatever we've taken ourselves to be is only the dynamic energy of all-inclusive awakened awareness. When we rest naturally without seeking anything, we realize the essence of that dynamic energy as our own awareness. We directly experience awareness. And at first it may seem like that awareness is just within our skin line. But the more we relax as the essence of every perception, the more we realize that there's never been a skin line, so to speak. There's never been a skin line to awareness. Awareness has no limitations or restrictions. It's vast as infinite space, vast as pure space. And this is our true nature. So no matter what the dynamic energy of awareness is, it only is awakened awareness. So the trees are awakened, the buildings are awakened, the wireless transmitter tower is awakened, the mountains are awakened, the whole world is awakened, even all the people we don't like, they're awakened, if we have any of those. I'm sure no one in this room has anyone they don't like. But, well, you know, we're all awakened, so no one's left out. And when it comes right down to us, in our simple human existence, we're awakened, and everything about us is awakened. Every cell of our body, every subatomic particle, everything that is beyond any subatomic particle about us, light and sound, all of this, it's already awake, it's already enlightened, it already is the substance of the totality, the essence of being. So we don't have to do anything to cook this up. We don't have to effort in order to be what we already are. It's just like if we try to effort to make our eyes the color they are, that would be kind of absurd, wouldn't it? It would be kind of absurd. But you know, everything I'm saying to you right here, it's all something you've heard before. How many people have never heard this before? See, everyone here has already heard this before. And it's so appealing. It's so utterly appealing. And every here has at least the taste of that, if not the full-blown expression of that. So there's at least a taste that's already evident. Because who we are is inescapable, no matter what we've taken ourselves to be. Say we've taken ourselves to be a serial killer, and not only have we taken ourselves to be that, but everybody else has concluded the same thing. All we are is awakened awareness. The only hope for us to come to terms with all of the points of view that comprise the identity we've taken ourselves to be, the only hope of coming to terms with that is to rest naturally as each point of view that arises in all-inclusive awakened awareness. That point of view, no matter what we might label it, a thought, a sensation, an emotion, an action, a circumstance, a person, a thing, no matter what we might label the point of view, they're all the dynamic energy of awareness. So, in the Great Freedom Teaching, we language this with great simplicity. It's languaged very directly, unerringly, potently, with great simplicity. And that is that all we as human beings have ever been is all-inclusive awakened awareness, self-knowing awareness, the pure view of awareness. And within that pure view of awareness, its very own dynamic energy is all our points of view, whatever they might have. If we try through all kinds of sadhana or other descriptions of effort in order to be who we are, That can discipline us greatly, but it can never give us realization. If it could give us realization, then everyone who engaged in these practices would be realized, and we know that isn't the case. So sometimes we conclude, well, there's something wrong with me. I must have to work harder. I must have to do more sadhana because I'm not getting enlightened. Well, in cases like this, the cure becomes the disease. The cure becomes the disease. It just becomes more points of view, more ways of taking ourselves to be someone who must try endlessly to be what we already are. So sometimes, if we've engaged in a lot of practices, or maybe we don't even consider them practices or sadhana, but just techniques. There are many books written today that suggest techniques for enlightenment. We may conclude, well, there has to be something wrong with me because I'm not getting it. It's described as so straightforward. Why am I not getting it? We're not getting it because there's nothing to get. Well, there's nothing to get, and it's only when we're totally at ease, totally naturally at ease as the very essence of our being, that we can sense and feel this essence of our being. Being and awareness are inseparable. They're totally inseparable. We can't say that one comes first, but we can say there is no awareness of being without awareness. So awareness is the constant. Awareness is the constant in every perception. Awareness is the constant in practice. Awareness is in the constant in sadhana. Awareness is the constant in taking ourselves to be somebody. Awareness is the constant in taking ourselves to be somebody who must practice in order to be who we are. So these things, too, I'm sure you've heard somewhere. Now, so what is different about what's right here, the Great Freedom Teaching? What is distinct about the Great Freedom Teaching is that the Great Freedom Teaching cracks the code. The Great Freedom Teaching cracks the code in a very direct way. And it's a direct way that leaves nothing out. So we are the vivid appearance of the dynamic energy of awareness. There's no doubt about this. Each of us is sitting here. We can't deny that. We're aware of being naturally present here. So awareness is very evident here. We wouldn't even know anything about being here without awareness. So we're already aware. We've arrived at that conclusion definitively. We already are here. We're aware of being naturally present. And it's in that awareness of being naturally present and the direct